here we go. Let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi, friends. We are here wrapping up this shit. 90 day. It's coming to an end. We made it.
The Yaron thing was, I'm just so happy I'm never having another child, but I kind of floated through it. It's not going to be in detail recap on that end, but I did get it.
No. I watched it, and what I realized was they're definitely not going to stay together. She was pregnant by herself the entire time. He does not seem ready to be a father.
Oh God, no. Yeah. We'll get into it. I was ready to defend. I was ready to say, oh, I'm so happy to have Tyler until he sends me at the end of my rope with these fucking kids all day long. I'm stuck here without a car because Tyler's stupid fucking truck again broke down. Then without a car, something about getting in the car, even just driving. I just load the kids in and we drive around and I put in my headphones and risk an accident. I don't even fucking care. He sends me this stupid, he's in La La Land driving around watching YouTube comedy videos all day. And him and I, sometimes we line up on our comedy, sometimes we're not. And I think it's not a good sign. He sends me some stupid fucking Sarah Silverman. I could kill him. I feel offended. I am pissed. He's like, I'm laughing. Watch this. And some of the times I don't even watch his stupid videos. And this one, he's like, watch it. It made me laugh so hard. And all she says is her sister got shit-faced in college and she was puking in a co-ed dorm. And she felt her pants getting pulled down and it made it seem like she was getting raped. But what is really happening is she was shitting her pants. And Tyler thought that was the funniest thing he's ever heard in his life. And I'm like, oh yeah, is rape funny to you? I mean, come on, get a fucking life. I'm ready to kill somebody over that. Do not waste my time when I'm cleaning urine off of wall to laugh at Sarah Silverman's sister shitting her pants. That's not funny.
That was a nice rant kill somebody. To just roll into.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the program.
And then I text him like, are you fucking kidding? That's the joke? He's like, I'm still laughing. I'm like, you should have had a fucking daughter because that's not funny, number one. Oh, the fact that she was getting maybe raped is funny. Oh, and then she's shitting herself is funny. None of that's funny. I'm not a poop humor type of gal.
I'm not either.
Even though, like, can I listen to Howard Stern? But I'm not. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to, in that movie where the girls are battle farting each other, I have to plug my ears. I can't listen to that. It's disgusting.
I agree. I'm right there with you.
I don't want to watch Yara give birth. Yara, you should be ashamed of yourself for even letting the cameras in. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about people giving birth.
I don't want to watch it. I never want to watch it. I just don't understand what's supposed to be compelling about this. We've seen too many births on 90 Day Fiance. I don't need it.
And I remember being in the theater watching Knocked Up and they show you that baby's head coming. It's so real and it made all I ever think about. And that was too alarming. That should have been when you buy the ticket. They should say something's going to change your life in this movie. Are you sure? Number one, you got to look at ugly Seth Rogen the entire time when he was at his worst. He was disgusting that entire movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I like
he Seth almost
Rogen.
Ruined it for me.
I love
Seth I like Rogen. Him, but I'm not attracted to him.
Oh, no. I mean, who would be? But
that's what I mean. No, I like him, but yeah. He's not fucking her. She would have.
You know, they were in
bothers me and Charlize Theron. It's not believable.
Oh, yeah. The Charlize Theron one. Yeah. It's definitely not believable.
That ruined the movie.
It happened.
He's looking better now. People claim they like him. And I guess maybe he'd grow on me, but
to each his own. Listen, you're somebody who's into old men and some rogue.
I mean, I'd rather fuck Don Gumbelson tenfold. How about you?
Oh,
which one are you banging? Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen. Yes.
Wow. God bless you.
Yeah, no.
Okay, all right. People all right. are into him. I guess I'd have to get used to him, just his laugh and his talk.
You may wonder why we're talking about Don Gunvalson. covering Real Housewives of OC season 3.
You wonder what I'm on. I'm on Life is the Pits.
Okay, so on Patreon, Real Housewives Orange County season 3 rewatch, Floribama Shore, Seeking Sister Wife. I don't know if you watched the latest episode. It's just
no, I got to catch up.
Preposterous.
We watch so much TV. It's
I know,
insane.
It never stops. And Temptation
Island.
I
had to catch up on Superstore. That took up some time in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Important things, you know.
I loved it.
Let's get
it's
into
like a Prozac.
Jovi and Yara.
Jovi. He's handsome, though, I guess. Who do you think's more handsome, him or Seth Rogen? Ugh. Wow, you hate Jovi. I think he's kind of cute, but he's so dumb.
I just, there's something, I love his mother. I mm-hmm. think that she's a
How
great person.
How raise such an incompetent piece of shit?
Right. He just seems like an idiot. He shows up to her house. Like, I mean, he shows up after what your wife has gone through or your fiance now has gone through 6 months of pregnancy. You roll in with a beer in your hand. And the first comment you make is, whoa, you're big. It's like, you can't say this woman's been
this
alone.
This cake tastes like sand.
Exactly. It's like this woman's been alone in a country she doesn't know. And you're walking in criticizing the shit she made and telling her she looks fat and she's fucking pregnant.
Poor Yara. She looked beautiful, too.
Yeah, I thought she looked pregnancy almost wore prettier. Yes, she mm-hmm. was very pretty pregnant.
Gorgeous.
I think.
Beautiful baby. The baby looks gorgeous, too.
Oh,
it's a very
really?
Pretty baby.
I didn't
no,
see
not
the
a baby of mine. I look back at my second born. I'm like, holy shit, people were very kind to give any compliments.
Very generous.
He's definitely grown into his face.
I thought that the wedding was hilarious. I just... It's like funny
that, hilarious.
That people would go to that wedding. You know what I mean? Like guests are attending this joke.
It's very, it seems so not legitimate. It seems like when Joe Jonas and the girl from, what's her name? Got married in Vegas, yeah, but then they had right. a real wedding. That's what you're, I guess that's a real wedding, but she seems so
above it,
baffled and she had a genuine smile that I've never seen her smile when yes. all this came up to her.
Yeah, she did seem excited. Like, I thought she would have thought it was cheesy. And she actually enjoyed it. So,
the
you know,
opposite. Yeah.
To each his own, I guess.
Mean, it's kind of fun, but we're from America, so we've seen that it's such bullshit. I think maybe if you aren't see how what a joke it is, I don't know. I can't believe they would actually do that. She just doesn't seem the type. She deserved a classy wedding. She's a classy gal.
Right. And I mean, the friend at the wedding saying, well, I think they're going to be together a year and a day.
Fuck you,
it's
bitch.
Like, why are you here? Watch to watch the show and make fun of these people? I don't know.
And
it's like
somebody tweeted, I don't know their name. I should have wrote it down. She said, I'm not a controlling person, but they wouldn't be my friend anymore. 100%. We're not friends with that bitch anymore.
At the wedding day to a camera. That's fucked up.
It's rude. She's just jealous of both of them.
You know what said everything
miserable.
To me, though? I don't know if you caught this. The mom was like, you know, it's time for Jovi to move
yeah.
on and Yara to deal with Jovi. It's like she's over it, too. She knows.
The mom is great. And I thought it was I liked her look, the wedding look, but it was interesting with she it, did look pretty, but the hair, she didn't look like herself, I guess, but that's
the hair
what happens
was
at
too
wedding
much
days.
To me. It looked like she was in a like the opening scene for a Miss USA pageant. Like that
yes.
was the vibe. Like, and from the Ukraine,
it was, I guess,
Yara, you know, she walked
yeah.
out. It's like it was a very pageanty look. I thought she looked pretty, but it's like
gorgeous. Right.
I
but
hate when
not what I was looking for.
Yes. When people don't look like themselves on their wedding day, that
it happens
me.
A lot. You didn't. You looked gorgeous. Geneva, gorgeous, gorgeous bride, everyone.
You know, there was a wedding I went
gorgeous.
To that will remain unnamed that we got our makeup done for.
Uh-huh.
When I tell you we looked like clowns, like they what's that called? That spray shit they do, airbrushing. So it was like
yeah.
caked on. And, you know, you're just sitting there and then you get up and look and I was like,
shit.
Jesus Christ. Like, I looked insane. We all looked like jokes. So it's like you never want to, you just don't want to look like that. That's not
no.
what you want to look like.
And it seems to happen more than often.
Yes. I think
yes.
it's like way more common than you would think.
You were one of the most beautiful brides I've ever seen.
Well, that's nice.
And the
I was gonna
and those crazy Ukrainian brides
that
I went
so
to.
It's nice.
You guys were so cute. Very beautiful wedding. I got called Justin at the town hall, so that's good. I look back though. I felt like I look very pretty. I hate my wedding pictures, but who knows? I was pregnant and
it's a
very
memory,
white
you know?
Trash affair. I can't believe it. We'll be married 5 years already this coming upcoming weeks. And yeah, you better not send me any more shitty jokes.
It's over.
Right. I thought it funny and sad that they hopped into a Toyota. I know that's pretentious, but it's just kind of funny. You're all dressed up and you just get into this Uber. Can we rent a nice, again, SUV?
Yeah, now we want a limo. This is when a limo is appropriate.
She was 3 months pregnant. She was thin and looking svelte.
Yeah, she looked great. I don't get why we needed an hour of their birth story.
So he was stuck for 4 months.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was on vacation when he came back. He looked relaxed.
He did, rolling in.
Imagine being stuck at the beginning of coronavirus by yourself. Was she living with the mom?
I think she went and stayed with her for a while, and then she came back to the apartment when he moved back, is what it seemed like. Yeah.
Because, she does. I liked her. I would have liked her more hookered out for her wedding, to be honest with you.
A little more skin.
Myla, it's a cute name. I like that.
Yeah, it is cute. He did seem to like kind of snap into it when the kid was born, but
it was sweet, but that's only going to last 24 hours.
Perfect example. The car seat. Yeah. I feel like in America,
that's your job, Dad.
Like, I understand that it's obvious that there are different standards for car safety for infants, but in America, that shit should already be installed. You should go to the fucking fire station and have it checked. Like, that
do
is
they
protocol.
Even let you leave the hospital when the baby's not in the car seat? Like, not I'm not allowed to just walk. They don't even let you walk around the hospital
with the baby.
Area
right.
With the baby.
Right.
It's either in the thing or in the car seat.
They push you out and they're like, all right, I guess you're walking.
And they have a freaking low jack on our baby here in San Diego. Right. They did that, I'm sure, in Florida.
Right.
So that nobody can take the baby into the elevator and steal it. Right. It's like, this is real shit, you know? Right. Wild. The baby looked very beautiful, though. I think it'll be a good-looking baby. Hopefully, it gets a little bit of Jovi's lips. Not the whole kit and caboodle, but a little bit to plump him up would be nice.
Yep.
I can't listen to the baby cry, though. That young cry is...
It's terrifying.
I got my tubes tight for a reason. Know?
It's like, in those few first couple days, like, just watching Yara, like, crying and being all fucked up, it's like... That I remember that feeling, and it's like terrible. You're just out of control and you can't control yourself. And it's like your emotions are just, it's terrible. And then on top of that, to have this fucking douchebag who can't put the seat in, it's like, this is the last thing we need. The kid should already be in the car. We should be halfway home in a peaceful environment.
I refuse to even know how to work the car seats because that's your job, Tyler. I got three kids here. You fucking can figure out the car seat. Or you're going to leave without the tip of your dick.
Switch the car seat. Always.
Yeah, I don't do it.
No, I don't either.
I will not. That's not my job.
No.
And what else do I want to say here? When he goes, I thought my mom would have the car seat ready. I was just blown away.
Yeah, he's a douche.
The mom is a very beautiful woman, and her energy is angelic. How did she raise Jovi?
I don't know. You could tell.
She's too nice to him?
Yeah, something.
And then the dickhead dad?
Right.
It's a mix, man.
Wild.
Maybe he's nicer than he seems.
Well, we're not escaping them. They're on Happily Ever After, so the shit continues.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah.
They're on this season upcoming?
I think so.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm actually interested in seeing that, but I don't want to see him out drunk. That's the story.
Right.
He's out drunk. She's calling him. I love how it's a couple hours. Like there's a, oh God.
The worst.
I don't know.
All right. Let's talk Mike and Natalie. I don't even know what to say about this shit. I mean, it's so obvious. You can tell from the way she's getting ready, she knows this shit is not going to last. Like, you can just tell. She knows it.
It was very weird.
Old dress. She puts on, like, her sneakers with no socks. Does anyone else feel like they just realized her boobs are massive?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm like...
I never noticed it before.
I didn't either.
There are some bazisms.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah, they look natural too and soft.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
he comes over on the quad to tell Tamara that they're getting married. Like he's
good
Paul
old
Revere.
Tamara. She's seen this shit through to the end. Hell or high water. What a friend.
And
I love
Uncle
you. Heard her like woohooing in the background, like woo, yeah, woo. Like it's like what the fuck.
She's a good woman, and them
hype woman
taking videos was hilarious. It was a pretty scene. They got the sprinkler or the little fountain in the pond. I thought that was beautiful.
No, I did think it was pretty. But I was just thinking, like, you know, it's one of those scenes that's good for a close shot. And then as you back up and you see the fucking trailer in the background and the like,
it is a trailer. Like, you forget that they're, when he was carrying her in the trailer, I'm like, oh God, what kind of money is he making that he's got to drive hours? And he can't.
The trailer's a rocking. Don't come a knocking. Don't fucking say that to me ever. If someone's saying that to me, I've made negative choices in my life and I need to be.
Life's over.
It's done.
You got to go with Uncle Bo and live with him. That's what you deserve.
Also,
then.
Shout out to Uncle Bo showing up when she straight up said to his face, like, I'm not going to stay in touch with you.
He's crying. It was sweet. But I love the lady. I've done over 400 weddings and everyone's different. This one was because they were supposed to get married a few days ago. She knows.
And then I love her just being like, they'll be all right. It's like, okay.
Yeah. No, they won't be all right. This is a waste of your time. This is a waste of everyone's time.
It's a waste of 5 years of our lives.
I never want to see them again, which I don't think we will. I guess she's living in Florida and she put out that music video. Did you see her? Or someone did a music video to it. I have to send it to you. And she's like running around and she's really nuts. I think he's nuts too, obviously.
Yeah.
What in the hell made him agree to marry her? Why?
There's just such an emotionally manipulative side to him that makes no sense to me in his actions.
You're right.
Like, it's just weird. Like, he really did play her to the end, like a fucking fiddle.
Thin. When he was getting married, he looked slimmer than I thought he was.
Did you like my tweet about the blue borrowed?
Oh, I love it. That was very genius, actually. Let's read that.
Oh, I said she's wearing something old. He's wearing something blue, and they're on borrowed time. Escape Cube Pod, if you're not following us on Twitter.
That was very
good.
Do
it. All right, I don't have anything else to say about them. C'est la vie. Thank you for nothing.
Fuck
Thank
off.
You for the greatest line of all time, which is, no, I will not stay in touch with you. I'm going to use that one day, and I will credit her.
Why not? You know, be honest with people.
Let's talk about.
But she's lying.
My favorite, Stephanie. Steph. Love this. I love, you know what? There is a specific type of 90 Day Fiance watcher, and you may be listening to us and you probably don't, because I think we don't agree, but like a certain type of, typically probably like a white woman or a white man probably, who like watches this show to try to see somebody taking advantage for the K1 and like harping on it, like that fucking taker, that user, you know, like that picture you put up that I put up of Stephanie, where it was like, or you put it on Twitter, like she's batshit or something. It was like a picture and everybody's commenting like, well, I mean, Harris is the real user, like they're, you know, they're taking him to the cleaner,
they're using each other,
right? And it's like, why are you acting like Stephanie's some moral upstanding person you need to protect? This is a grown ass woman making her own choices. And if somebody wants to bust their ass and make it to America and probably work harder than you, then so fucking what?
She's hopped up. She has no clue what the day it is. I don't even know how she gets on an airplane, how she gets around, how the house isn't set on fire. She's setting fire to shit. I don't feel bad about any person on any of these shows.
No.
Both people are nuts on every end.
To me,
all those leaves
are,
she's going to set on fire.
If
I guess
a
it's
mentally,
wet. But...
like mentally competent adult, then I don't, you can do whatever
like
you want with your money. And if that means bringing someone to America, like I said, Harris is out here fucking working. He's not talking about laying out, taking pictures in front of his Mercedes. He's talking about sending money home to his fucking family. So what?
And that's what I mean. I don't know why people would be against him. She obviously knows it doesn't take anybody she owns businesses. She's got a gazillion degrees. She knows that little Emma is in on it. And she's okay.
I think she knows that people are attracted to her because of her money. I
don't
think she knows
that they're in it. That he's putting his arm and kissing Emma in the moonlight, looking at their kids. You are 100% right. She is okay. And she kind of gets off on it that people want her money and she doesn't.
It's a control thing for her. So it's like, again, I take no issue with it. I actually applaud Harris for fucking saying it to the camera. Like, listen, I'm doing this because I want to take care of my family. All these other idiots, you don't think they're doing that shit? They're just not saying it to your face. So calm down.
It's beautiful. I'm happy for those kids swimming in the beautiful Belize ocean, whatever ocean that is.
I really loved when he was like, The kids will be upset, but this is life.
That's what I wanted.
But he knows this is better for them.
Yeah.
But he does seem like a good father that he will miss him, I felt.
Yeah. I mean, when he
more than Jovi's going to miss that baby when he's eating vagina, stripper vagina.
Oh, totally.
In the back champagne room.
What did he
say? I mean, he's not doing that in the champagne room. But
he said something about like, who else like in life has ever just received free money? So like, this is a big break for me. And it's like, fuck yeah, it is.
It's hard, especially being a man. You don't get this opportunity every day.
No, you don't.
Take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And she's so crazy that how she is talking to the cat, then how she has to, how she put the new picture over the refrigerator, electronic photo.
She said to the cat, he's not going to be your daddy. I just died. It's like, you're nuts. You're just psychotic. And then Harris has to act cold face when she FaceTimes with a cat. It's like, the cat wanted to see you. It's like,
bye, Ryan. Hello, Harris. She's TV gold, but he's got to be careful with her and those guns. She will kill you. There is a risk there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's got to get as much money as he can from her and never go there.
I would agree.
Because once he's there, it's fun.
You've never seen Get Out, but I could imagine.
Yeah. Oh, I did. I saw.
Oh, okay. He's trapped.
Oh, I thought that was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's what I was saying. You didn't see the second one, right?
I didn't see it or not it. What was it called?
Us.
Right? Us. Yeah, that looked too scary for me, where the family has people that look exactly like them.
It was terrifying.
But Get Out, honestly, was one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Insane movie.
Genius.
I love I just I want to thank
Emma
TLC for finding her. She's
good for you, Emma.
Oh yeah, and Emma just right to her face. If it's to make a better life for the kids, I support it. Is she lying? No. She didn't say like I'm not fucking him at night. She said I'll support him.
Yeah. She didn't ask. Right. Stephanie doesn't ask those important questions. You're right.
Right. Critical questions.
Are you ready for a little yogurt?
I want to hear it. Oh.
That cat looked dead. I didn't see it move. Looks stuffed.
That'd be hilarious. She would like carry around a stuffed animal.
Want to give him a kiss and she has the cat kiss the refrigerator. Oh my God.
That's good. Thank you, TLC.
And good for TLC getting them sitting there watching the kids. It was like a movie. When he puts his arm around Emma and gives her a kiss.
Yeah. The backup angle is great.
That was delicious.
Glorious.
We have to see more of Stephanie. We have to.
Absolutely. I'm not over it. I want more.
I don't want to see her in this format, but I want her to have her own show. But she's suing TLC, I guess. That's why she's not going to be at the tell-all. And because of her image on the show, she's suing them.
God, we got to get her. I got to follow up with that.
She's having a tell-all on her Instagram. Think that's where she thinks it's all gonna be. It's the the Steph fall something.
Oh, it's glorious. I love it. All right.
Imagine being her neighbor.
I wonder what's like
just her face when she's like smiling, whatever the hell she's on. She's just fascinating.
Somebody said like it was like shitty cheap wine and pills, and I was like, well, I don't want to be on that. Like that doesn't sound fun.
She's definitely on pill and on it might not even be shitty wine.
No, I don't think it's shitty.
She's
wine.
Loaded.
Right.
She's drinking Sancerre.
What if she's drinking like pure port wine or something? The sugar.
She's drinking Carlo Rossi.
Yeah, Carlo
Rossi. The boxer.
Oh, God, that's good. All right. Last but not least, Andrew and Amira. Man, people hate Andrew online. Thank
it?
You,
wow.
Twitter. Loved your opinions.
I hate them both, but I hate Amira 100%, like 99% less, but. She bugs me a little bit.
I couldn't even, to be honest with you, the scene with Andrew and his mom and sister, I could barely pay attention to. It just seemed like they were all just going to talk shit on Amira.
I was very compelled.
Oh, okay. So give me the rundown.
The mom is like very pro Andrew, saying that she's lying about having anxiety attack. Yep. She's not having anxiety attack. What has she ever done? Yeah. What has she ever done? Well, she did go to... I don't know what Amira is. Why did Amira not get on the airplane? Why do you think? Honestly,
she realized in talking to him there that he was fucking psychotic and that if she went there, she would have been just trapped in another place. And so she said,
and he's not telling the truth to his mom and sister, even though the sister knows him better and there's less of rose colored glasses when it's your brother.
Right.
And he's treated the sister like garbage. And she knows that. Because she goes, oh, why are you already at all the stages, you know, grief, blah, 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 when you somebody dies or breaks up. Why are you at acceptance already? She says. And the sister knows that he knows why she didn't get on the airplane, because he's psychotic.
He is so gross.
Disgusting. Not to be mean about someone's appearance after I just ripped apart Seth Rogen at the beginning, but I mean, I would definitely take Seth Rogen over Andrew, but he is really disgusting.
I think he's gross. I think this was my least favorite part of this season. I thought it was just dumb.
They never saw each other.
We watched her just be tortured and trapped. And it was stupid.
It should have been scrapped.
We watched a man go on vacation for 2 weeks in Mexico by himself, and not a compelling person that we want to watch. Like, complete waste of
time. Did Caesar ever meet somebody?
No.
He didn't. Okay. No,
right? Did he?
I can't remember.
God, I can't either. I don't think he ever met her. It was fake,
Maria.
Right?
Oh, no, he did meet blonde Maria. He did. This is the first. No, these people met each other, but he did meet that blonde Maria that kind of looks like Yara.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I forgot about that. Yep. Yep. Yep.
God, all these so freaking losers.
All of this is taking up room in my brain.
I should be studying things. I'm learning a freaking language.
Right.
Amira, though, in her hooker heels, getting off the airplane, she dresses up for the occasion like it's 1950.
I think the same thing. It's like, especially in COVID, I'm covered head to toe. A piece of me is not touching the airplane seat.
I'd be in a painter suit.
I'm wearing long pants. I'm wearing shoes. I'm wearing a sweater. That's what I'm traveling.
She don't give a fuck about COVID. She's got frequent flyer miles. She's probably been on the airplane more than anybody. Her and Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand her, though. Something's wrong with her, too.
Yep. Agreed. I just hate it.
Stay in France. Find a boyfriend. Move on with their life.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she says she's going to move on, but she's kind of, which I guess they all are, but online, she's got her selfie stick. I like things to be hidden. And she's got her body is all svelte like a Kardashian. You know,
they all make the transformation. That's the 90-day next wave is like that. Now you're on OnlyFans and you have plastic surgery. It's like a sad trend.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, losers, it's over. Don't worry.
We'll be back. Hate watching Happily Ever After, most likely.
We're going to hate watch Chuck.
Yep.
Chuck and I can't remember their names. I hate them so much.
Thank you, everyone who joined us on this season. It was one of our more enjoyable watches for a while on 90 Day. So we loved
for a while.
and we love you guys. Listen to us on
Bravo Happy Hour. We talked to her yesterday.
Yes, we did. And we'll be back before you know it. Love you guys.